Good morning. My wife and I have 3 advanced degrees from Purdue University in 4 years, back in the 70s, and I wondered what was happening to that institution, so I'm encouraged to hear that they're actually getting themselves together and doing something worthwhile. And I also heard that they're doing some organic research, which is nice to hear, because a lot of places are not doing those anymore. I've been a member of the American Society of Agronomy for many years, and I noticed recently that this year you had some organic spots on the program, and I decided that I needed to participate so that the organization wouldn't think that nobody thinks about organics. And you must think enough about it to be at this program, too. So thank you very much. It is always interesting to realize how little people realize the value of organic land management and how it can improve the soil stewardship and thereby the human nutrition. And that's what I would like to address. And I assume if you do down, my name is Hagston, Epe Hagston. I always say the last name first because Epe, what is that all about? Well, I was born and raised in Denmark. They call me the Great Dane. And I am chair of the International Organic Inspectors Association. I took the training in 2005. I've inspected more than 2,200 operations across the country in the last 8 years. And so I was asked to be on the board and then be the chair, and so therefore I get to speak to you. This presentation will provide U.S. and worldwide research perspectives on, one, the benefits of organic land management that improves the soil stewardship that then enhances the plant nutrition, which in turn improves the quality of human nutrition. And I can see that my success rate of this meeting is not going to be as good as when I gave a very similar talk at the Elsevier conference in Boston in March. Because at the end of the presentation, 3 ladies came up to me and said they were so happy to hear that I encouraged them to see the value in organic produce, like spending extra money for the milk for their little child, when the husband thought they could save some money on that. And I got 3 hugs, but I don't expect hugs from everybody, so just want to be that up front. But anyway, it was, somebody said, how successful was your presentation? I said, I got 3 hugs from lovely ladies, and I said, that has to count for something. So organic land management, when you use leguminous crop rotation, the organic land management can fix sufficient nitrogen to replace synthetic fertilizers. And as you'll notice, every one of the slides have a scientific reference to it. Adoption of organic management practices can increase crop yields, improve ascorbic acid, beneficial phenolics, and lycopene content, plus result in longer product shelf life. Of course, the organic land means that we do all kinds of stuff down below that we don't often think about. The organic soils excel in carbon sequestration and nitrogen fixing, microbial biomass, enzyme activities, and micronutrient assimilation. I have to share this because sometimes we don't understand what that means. If we are used to a conventional ground where we use a lot of anhydrous ammonia, the ground gets very hard, and some of that, then we go to organic management, and after several years, you start to get into high organic matter, you get into more mellow, quote, mellow ground, and it behaves differently. And I remember I was in Iowa inspecting an older lady, and she had a young man who was helping her using her dad's big equipment because hers couldn't cultivate quite well enough, and he had a combine, and so he dropped the machine off at her place the day before so that she could do the cleaning, and then he would come and run it. He came in to ask a question while I was there, and I went to the back door and talked to him. And so he's standing at the back door, and I said, Travis, I have a question for you. When you put the cultivator in the ground here at Orchard's place, is that different than we do at Dad's place? He looked around both places to make sure nobody heard him say what he just said. Yes, when I get to Orchard's place and I put my disc down, I suddenly have to look back and, ooh, I better pull it back up because it's burying itself. I get home to Dad's place and I put it in the ground and I better push it down. And then looking back again, I want to make sure that his reputation didn't totally destroy it by making this statement. So we improve the soil stewardship to mitigation of close fixed nutrient cycles. Organic agriculture had much to offer in mitigation of climate change to its emphasis on close nutrient cycles and resilient productive system adaptive strategies. Improved soil stewardship to resilient and productive adaptation strategies will optimize soil tilth or health and nutrient retention, thus improve bioavailability and plant synthesis. By the way, that picture was in the front and the picture's up there again. When I was born and raised in Denmark and started farming when I was 15 years old, just after I graduated from high school, I worked on a little farm that had patch farming. I didn't know it was called crop rotation in those days, but we had patches of this, that, and the other. When I started doing organic inspections, I was so excited to get back to see some patch farming again. So I feel quite at home in that environment. The biological nitrogen fixation from air to plants, again, you all know this, but I just wanted to bring it out that there's lots of stuff happening in the organic management. We capture that to the best of our ability rather than try to improve soil stewardship to resilient and productive adaptive strategies, also improve drought resistance through greater water holding capacity and better root colonization of the microsoil fungi. In the last couple of years, when it's been quite dry, one would go down the road and see an organic field of soybeans on that one side and the mansion on the other side, and often you could see this organic beans do better than, or not look as thirsty as the conventional, because we were talking about 2% organic matter versus 4%. And the water holding capacity in that is significant. The biological diversity is also very important to organic farming. It's a requirement. But at the same time, it also, from gives bacteria to mammals, providing habitat for food sources of the life-enhancing and essential pollinators. And we see fewer and fewer of them. So enhanced plant nutrient uptake has been found with oxidant defense systems of pears and peaches being altered to higher tocopherol levels. Enhanced plant nutrient uptake found in 15 wine studies showed significant levels, or higher levels of antioxidants, the highest level of total healthy polyphenols, yet concurrently with 300% lower mycotoxin contamination. Improved nutrient quality of organic produced foods revealed that organic blueberries had significantly higher antioxidant activity, longer shelf life, and more dry matter content. As you noticed, some of these data are from some of the higher value products, as the previous speaker just told us, $2,700 to manage the crop versus $149. You'll do even research in those products because there's more money there to do it. Improved nutrition quality, organic produced foods provide comparative evidence that organic foods contain 25% higher concentration of 11 different nutrients, according to this particular study in 2007. So just make sure everybody understands that nutrients matter because high ascorbic acid, so vitamin C, is an antioxidant that protects animals and plants from oxidation damage at the tissue level. High lycopene is a potential cancer-preventing agent, particularly for prostate cancer, according to the research. Higher tocopherol, a vitamin E, I went back and looked at what it meant, and said it means carry a pregnancy, which means it must, lack of it will cause deficiencies of neurological problems and anemia. More antioxidants is better fighting disease since they help prevent cancer, coronary heart disease, and altitude sickness. More phenolics improve the taste of wines and have chemopreventative properties, thus assist the body in fighting environmental and nutritional imbalance and contamination. Lower mycotoxins, the mother-producing mycotoxins in and on plants are not easily killed by cooking or freezing, thus a persistent concern to avoid through healthy growing, handling of produce and products. And more dry matter, solids in food, that means without water, as you all know. High nutrient content of carbohydrates, fats, proteins, vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. So in summary, manage the land organically using better soil stewardship practices improves not only the soil itself, but increases the potential for producing nutritionally enhanced food, as these three pictures below show diagrammatically. Thank you very much. Yes, sir.
I'm a practitioner, so I don't have the expertise that you have at the university level, but two things come to mind. One is obviously the adoption level that some of the people would have to go through to make some of those transitions might be difficult. You see a lot of adoption of that practice at every ground.
Yes, and as a matter of fact, I just saw a statistic the other day that it is actually growing. It was plateaued for a while, but it is back to growing again nationwide.
Second question. In my experience, through all the stuff that we've done, is obviously people love to see soil test levels jump.
Yes.
Sometimes they do. Oftentimes they don't. But the tissue levels of products jump. That changes the overall results of the research when you're comparing some things side by side. Have you had comments relative to that from people who started doing research in more organic bases?
I see more and more people doing tissue analyses, whether it be an Amish farm in Pennsylvania or whether it be in Iowa or anywhere else. So yes, it's happening more and more at the farm level. As a matter of fact, I am flying out tonight to go to Des Moines, Iowa, and be in a little county courthouse in Iowa where a young farm, through a family feud, is in the process of losing their 49-acre organic farm they have been managing very successfully the last 7 years. They sell more than one-fourth of all the organic produce in the state of Iowa, and they asked me to come in as an expert witness because I've inspected them four times as an organic inspector. I'm also a food safety auditor, and so they want me to go in and say, if we don't get this thing fixed, they're going to lose a farm. And if they have to move to another place, one, they're going to lose the income. One, they're going to have all these years until they get a comfortable ground up again. And so it'll, I don't know why they asked me to, but I'm glad they did. But it'll be interesting to try to defend what is defensible.